Our Lady of Pain by Marion Chesney, read by Davina Porter.
Chapter 1. O splendid and sterile Dolores, Our Lady of Pain. Algernon Charles Swinburne. Up until that dreadful day in February, Lady Rose Summer would have sworn on a stack of Bibles that she was not a jealous woman. She and her companion, Daisy Levine, had been suitably attired by the lady's maid to go to work, severe tweed skirts and jackets, long woollen coats, and, to the distress of Daisy, depressingly plain hats. The fact that the Earl and Countess of Hadshire had allowed their daughter to go out to work was the result of many stormy scenes. Rose was engaged to a private detective, Captain Harry Cathcart. His previous secretary, too fond of gin, had sobered up and taken herself off to do mission work in Borneo. Rose, who had trained herself in shorthand and typing, had promptly offered to replace her. Her parents did not know that she had an arranged engagement with Harry. Having failed a season, they had threatened to send her off to India, the favourite destination for all failed debutantes. Horrified, Rose had begged Harry to ask for her hand in marriage. The reason that her parents had finally capitulated was because their daughter had previously got herself into so many dangerous situations, and Harry had pointed out she would be safer under his constant protection. Daisy had promptly volunteered to act as undersecretary to guard her mistress. The day was cold, blustery, and dark as they entered Harry's office in Buckingham Palace Road. Daisy lit the gas lamps, raked out the fire, piled up paper, kindling, and coal, and soon had a cheerful blaze going. From the shadow behind the frosted glass of the inner door...